This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 20 people were killed by Myanmar security forces on Saturday after villagers armed with catapults and crossbows fought back against troops with guns who were searching for weapons, according to local media and residents. It's the highest civilian death toll in nearly 2 months. Around 850 people have been killed by the army and police since the February 1st coup, according to an activist group, a figure the junta disputes. Myanmar's army has struggled to impose control since it overthrew elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi after a decade of democratic reforms had opened the once isolated Southeast Asian state. Telecoms operators in Nigeria restricted Twitter Saturday, a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension, accusing the social media giant of, quote, undermining its corporate existence. International human rights groups have condemned the move. The suspension in Africa's most populous country begins 2 days after the company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules referring to the country's civil war, in a warning about recent unrest. The 78-year-old president and former general warned, quote, those misbehaving in recent violence in the southeast, where officials blame separatists for attacks on police and election offices. He tweeted, quote, those of us in the fields for 30 months who went through the war will treat them in a language they understand. A London-based internet monitor said Saturday it could see Nigerian network data to Twitter was blocked. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Some of India's states are easing lockdown restrictions as coronavirus infections subside, with the world's second most populous nation on Saturday logging its lowest daily case count in nearly 2 months. The national capital territory of Delhi, the seat of India's federal government, is among those relaxing restrictions and will allow shops to open on alternate days. Shops with even numbers will open on one day, while those with odd numbers will open the next day. Private offices will also now be allowed to operate at 50% of normal staffing levels. Hong Kong activist Chow Hang Tung was released on bail Saturday, a day after she was detained on suspicion of promoting an unauthorized assembly to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown on pro-democracy activists in Beijing. Police arrested the pro-democracy activists early on Friday morning. She rejects the allegations. The ban on the vigil and at least six arrests came amid growing concern in the pro-democracy movement and internationally about the suppression of the semi-autonomous city's traditional freedoms following last year's national security law imposed by Beijing. Friday saw authorities seal off Victoria Park, site of the world's largest Tiananmen vigils for more than 3 decades. Police enforced a ban on the annual assembly for a second year, claiming coronavirus restrictions. Pope Francis met with both Vatican-based Canadian cardinals on Saturday as their country reels from the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former school for Indigenous students run by the Catholic Church. Many Canadians have called on the Pope to make a formal apology for the Catholic Church role in the schools, which operated between 1831 and 1996 and were run by a number of Christian denominations on behalf of the government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday the Catholic Church must take responsibility for its role in running many of the schools. The discovery last month of the remains of the children at the Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia has reopened old wounds and is fueling outrage in Canada about the lack of information and accountability. The residential school system forcibly separated about 150,000 children from their homes. Many were subjected to abuse, rape, and malnutrition in what a commission in 2015 called, quote, cultural genocide. Run by the government and various Christian churches, their stated aim was to assimilate Indigenous children. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.